ဩရိဒာဇနိဒာဇနောဇကိဒါရှုဝံသံတိဩဇိဝဒါကရာကြောင့်ဒါသူချင်းကိုလူဒါဝံကကဝဩဇိဝဒါဇနိဒာဇူအဇူသကြေတံသူကြောဒါဒရဝရောနာဇူတာကြီးငမရှုအနောင်ချင်းဩဇိဝဝံထောဇကိုချင်ကိုတေယံဒန်စုံကြီးချင်ကိုတေဝံထုကိုဝရီမာတော Ready sahaja merangsang hati, wajib ada jadi naru wajib bu. Orang dorang kan jual sejuk di nasang jangi. Wajib dia jual na yang wajib ada bencin abaya kara na. Wajib jadi dorang najur macam musa zuni. Wajib ada cangkul jadi seni ke goni hong nang yuari. Tadi jadi wajib ada tu jin kalu cangkul dong. ကစားတီအောင်သောဘကျန်ကုကောင်းရအောင်ယူပါလိ။ဝဒတေကျူးဂျီဒီချေရောင်းကိုဟောကျူးကျန်ကုရုပ်ကျေရှင်ညီတီကျူးဒန်ဆုံးကိုဂိုနီကနာရောင်။ရောင်တေးမကြောင့်ရီတီကိုဂိုနီကနာရောင်ကိုယူပါ။ဝဒတီဆောင်ကြွားရင်သူတန်ဒရဝန်သွန်နေဆောင်အောင်တော့သူနန်ထံကိုယူပါမှာလို့ပါ။ယင်းနာယောင်ကျူးဒန်ဆုံးကိုဂိုနီအောင်ဒန်ဆုံးကြီးကျန်ကုခနာယင်းဆောင်ရသည်။ ဟိုဒီဒံဒံဆောင်ကိုကျန်ကုမာဂျီဒုတ်သမီးကိုဂျူရဝဒံဒင်းကြီးယင်းနာဟိုဒီဒုတ်ကြီးတောင်းတောင်းညာပစုနမံဘူးဆောင်ရံပြီးပါလိဒါဒံဆောင်စကြည့်တဲ့ရံကဝမှာယင်ပါဟိုဒီဂျူရဒဲသိုးရနာဂျူရံဘူးကြီးတမမရရှပ်တရတောင်းနတီဒံဒုဆောင်မံဘူးကိုဂိုနီဆောင်နံကန်ဆောက်ဆောက်ရယင်သူကွန်ဘတ်တင်တဲ့ကြည့်လာယူနီဒံဒံဆောင်ကိုကျန်ကုခနာယင်ဆောင်ရမှာတော့တိတောင်းနဘတ်တံကြည့်တဲ့ရံဆောင်
we stopped in the morning at the point where we were discussing the type of mandala upon which it is appropriate to confer the Kala Chakra empowerment. And we saw that in the root text as well as the commentaries of the Kala Chakra, there is a statement that only the color particle mandala is the appropriate mandala to bestow empowerment upon that, and also that the great Naropa has written to that extent. Nevertheless, we know that there is the tradition of Abhyagara Gupta. Through following that, one can bestow the Kala Chakra empowerment on the basis of the printed mandala. And we said that the origin of this particular lineage comes from Vajrayogini herself, who directly appeared to the great Mahasiddha, and she gave to him a list of 42 different empowerments. Now, the important thing to keep into mind is that these 42 empowerments, and Kala Chakra is one amongst those, can be given either on the basis of printed mandala or on the basis of colored particle mandala. We're not saying that only the printed mandala or only the colored particle mandala. As I say, the point has been debated. Now, another thing to keep into mind is when we talk about the sand mandala, the colored particle mandala, there is a lot of merit that needs to be amassed in order to establish this mandala. And although these days we might be just using dye to dye off sand, in the past, the colored particles used to be come out of precious gems, and those gems will be pulverized, and then the small particles of those gems, really precious substances, will be used in order to construct a mandala. So it would take a lot. That was always for the sake of merit, gathering merit for that mandala. So it would not be just a sand mandala.
And so according to how many atoms or grains of the air, how many atoms there are. by doing the mandala, so that many number of merits you collect. So you collect experience merit by doing the sand mandala.
When you did in the
So the point is made here that if such a color particle mandala has been constructed for the purpose of bestowing the empowerment, at the end all those precious substances, all those little particles are gathered again, because once a mandala is erected, the inestimable mansion is established on top of that. The deities are invited, they descend in there, and everything, this whole area where the mandala is constructed, is blessed. So at the end all these particles are gathered and they could be released on usually on water. The idea with that is that the area can be blessed, can carry the water, can carry the blessings, so that different beings, such as not only the humans but also nagas and so forth and other types of beings, can come in contact with these particles and receive all the blessings. It would be slightly different in the occasion of constructing or erecting a color particle mandala for the sake of having it in a museum, let's say, so just for people to come and see it. Then it's a different occasion. It's not for the purpose of bestowing empowerment. Now, another point to make is that if a mandala is constructed for the purpose of bestowing empowerment, and the empowerment is given, you cannot just keep the mandala so that in the future you can give again the empowerment on the basis of the same mandala. Every time you give them the empowerment, it has to be the mandala has to be newly constructed. Now we come into this paragraph, this sentence that we were looking at, that said again that Kulika Manjushri Giti stated that rishis of Brahma, such as the charioteer of the sun, which is the sage Ravi, right, were conferred empowerment in a mandala invoked by the mind. But this is a special case. So what the author is saying here is that usually what we find in the literature of Highest Yoga Tantra is that the mandala upon which empowerment is bestowed is either the colored particle mandala or the printed mandala. Now, we don't find a lot of mention of types such as this, the meditated mandala, the one that is invoked by the mind. Here we have a particular case that is mentioned, and it said that was exceptional. You have Kulika Manjushri Kirti, who is an emanation of Manjushri, and you have the sage Ravi, who was one of, you know, the quite accomplished being, and these are special cases. A special teacher can give for a special student can't create a special mandala, but these are exceptional cases.
Now, Rinpoche is giving us a little bit of the background of how the empowerment of the color chakra and the root tantra was passed on. The empowerment was given by Buddha Shakyamuni himself, who descended at the area of the Dhanyataka stupa. Buddha Shakyamuni descended there on the request of the king of Shambhala, who was an emanation of Vajrapani. The king of Shambhala, together with 86 of the, let's say, governors of Shambhala, they had requested this particular empowerment. Buddha Shakyamuni descended in that area, bestowed not only the empowerment, but also passed on the root tantra of the Kala Chakra, which was a very extensive text. Now, after the king of Shambhala received this empowerment together with the root tantra, he left India and he returned back into Shambhala. There he erected a precious mandala, the inestimable mansion of the Kala Chakra, out of precious stones. And from that point onwards, he gave the empowerment himself, he propagated the teachings of the Kala Chakra, and the root tantra of the Kala Chakra. 3 years after receiving the empowerment, he manifested passing into Paranirvana. And he was succeeded by a number of Dharma kings. Those were 6 Dharma kings, and each one of them ruled for 100 years each. And after that period of 600 years, then started the period of the Kulika kings. Now, the Buddha himself had prophesied from the beginning, had addressed Manjushri and said, I prophesize that 600 years after the root tantra and the empowerment is given, there will be the need for you to write something more condensed on that. So we see that after the 600 years that conclude the era of the reign of the 6 Dharma kings, we start with the era of the Kalkin kings. And at that time, there was the need to compose the short tantra, to condense the tantra, and then to have a commentary on that became obvious. And this is where Manjushri Kirti, Kulika Manjushri Kirti, who was an emanation of Manjushri, as well as Kulika Pundarika, were so instrumental in composing first the short tantra and then the commentary on that. So we see that things actually happened exactly according to the prophecy of the Buddha. Now, there is no doubt whatsoever that the root tantra was the speech of the Buddha. It was the direct speech of the Buddha. There was a little bit of debate as to whether the condensed tantra should be considered the speech of the Buddha, as it was something that was composed 600 years after the original teaching was given. But it is said, we accept that this was a teaching of the Buddha that came through the blessing of the Buddha, through the power of the Buddha. Now, the extensive tantra of the Kala Chakra is not a text that was translated into Tibetan. It remained in Shambhala. But within the collection of the Kangyur teachings, we can find from the short tantra, we can find the stainless light commentary, which is the commentary composed by Kulika Pundarika on the condensed tantra, the condensed tantra of the Kala Chakra. So this is, in brief, some information about the text, the empowerment, how it was given, and the root tantras, the condensed commentaries on that, and so forth. And now there will be some more information about this particular sage that is mentioned here.
What you that in the Yendutta, Chujer Davas on Buddha, Louis Sangurem, Atom, Azua Yendu, Tina, Chujer Dun, Jongari, Tintoni, Chujer, Tugdi, Lujeri, Jeriju. ဟောဒီတတ်တဲ့ဂျီတူလို့တူကြတော့ဆံကနန္ဒတင်နာနေရူတဲ့ဂျပတ်တော်ဗန်ဂျမီအောင်ကိုကြည့်ကြွားတဲ့ဟောဒီတတ်ဂျီဝင်ထောင်းတဲ့တင်းဂျပွန်နောင်းအနေဆုံးဟောတာလို့ဂျာကိုဖြစ်ချစ်တဲ့ဂုတ်ထောင်းကန္တာစီဝါရနေဖြစ်ချစ်ဂုတ်ချစ်ကိုတန်တာတင်နာကြည့်ပါသည်စာကြရောင်းကထောင်းနေမှန်ချင်းနေနော်ဟောတာတင်းဂျီတတ်ရှမာဂျီဂုတ်ချစ်ဟောဒီတတ်ငိ ชมามารกะระสิโกชมบาลาวะนัมลาตุจินขอลิฮองกรกยันเสยิมบายันตุตะชรองสุชมบาลาวะนองนะตรองซองนิมิเชนตัสสิจิติโหตะรุสีกุชุมังงิเวนะจิจักรกะหันติรุสีมังงิโหตะตัมตันสัญญาตะสุชรุโหตัมตันสังงิตินตะตังกุตัมปัจจิยังกะยวาริโหตะตะโซ တင်တော်ကိုသုံးပြီးတောင်းဆောင်းတဆိုအင်းဒီတူးချင်းခေါ်လို့ချုကလာဖြစ်မြွေမင်းတို့မြွေမေဝရဲ့နှောင်းချွန်ဆိုချမ်ပါလီလွန်ပန်းတနီဒီချောက်ကမာရီဖရရန်တဆောင်းချောက်ဆောင်းကနောဝဒတနီတူးချင်းခေါ်လို့ဝဒဂျီကောင်းတဲ့နောင်ကရင်စီတီဆောင်ဒီချောက်တော့ဂျီကောက်ဆိုတနီတောင်းဆောင်းညီမိချန်တလာဆိုပတောင်းဆောင်းရှိဝရှိတောင်းရဆောင်ပြီးပါလီ တောင်ခန်းတော်ဝတ်ဒီရှိဝသံတောင်ဒါချေကရမကြီးကိုဒါချဘရကနဝနောဂျင်ဂျီဒါခုစုချေချေရိုချေရိုဒဖန်ရိုဂယန်စီဝဒန်ဒီတန်တဲ့ရိဒန်ဂျပတ်တော်ဘီဂျီချမ်ပါလာနီဒီမချောဒနီဖန်ဒိုနောချွန်ဆိုရူရှိကိုရောင်းမလာယန်ဒူဂျေကရကယန်ဒါတင်ဒါချီလာဖန်လောက်စီဂစီဆောင်ဒါတင်နီချမ်ပါလာကမရကြည်တနာ ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཁྱི ཕྱི ཁྱི ཁྱི ཕྱི མི 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 ཁྱི Now,
as we say, the first king of Shambhala who received the Kalachakra empowerment together with a very extensive root tantra of that returned into Shambhala, but only remained for 3 years. And after that, he was succeeded by 6 Dharma kings. Each one of them reigned for 100 years. So 603 years after the time that the empowerment was given, we start with a different era. This was the time where Kulika Manjushri Kirti was the king of Shambhala. And when he, after some years of being the king, he actually said he could see that within the society of Shambhala there seemed to be different trends. Let's say some people had faith and respect for the Kalachakra, but there were a number of sages who seemed to be following a different tradition, and they seemed to be following tradition of dharmas taught in other places, such as in India. They had views similar to the views of the enumerators. So amongst all those, it seemed that the sage Ravi was one of the most predominant ones. He was almost the leader of this group of people who did not have such a particular interest for the Kalachakra. And Manjushri Kirti announced that he was going to bestow the Kalachakra empowerment, and he said, all those of you who have interest in this particular tantra and practice, you're welcome to come and participate. But those who do not have faith in that and are not inspired by this, it will be best if you left Shambhala. If you're interested, you can stay. If not, it will be best if you would go. This very large group of sages, 3.5 billion people, decided that they would exit, they would leave and go back into the land of India. They started the trip, and it was a very long trip. They were going on foot, and it would take them about 5 to 6 days, or even more to that. The geography of Shambhala was that towards the south direction, there was the palace of the king, and after you cross that, you had to cross a range of mountains and then keep going until you pass the second range of mountains to go towards India. So 5 to 6 days into their trip, they were still crossing a difficult terrain. And at that time, the king, Kulika Manjushri Kirti,
entered into concentration, and through the power of his concentration, he almost put a spell on them. He exercised some of his miraculous powers, and they were stupefied. They remained where they were, unable to move, and they all fell asleep. They remained asleep for about 3 days, something like that. And after that, they started waking up and thinking, started having doubts as to why they left and why they were going to India. And it seemed that they started thinking, well, maybe we should go back, you know, we should return. And they definitely amongst them, the main one, which was Ravi, said, I am going back. So he announced the whole group that he was going back and he was going to request this Kala Chakra empowerment. So they headed back, and again, you know, they met another an emanation of Kulika Manjushri Kirti, who was encouraging them along the way and was leading them towards the palace. And when they got there, they requested this time to receive the empowerment, but they said, the Kala Chakra Tantra is so extensive, it's very difficult for us to practice. Would it be possible to please condense it, write something which is more easy to rely upon? So to satisfy their wish, Kulika Manjushri Kirti composed the condensed version of the Kala Chakra, and as soon as the text was completed, he proceeded with bestowing the empowerment. And the empowerment of the Kala Chakra was given on the full moon, which was the 15th, corresponds with the 15th of the third Tibetan month, which is called Nakpa Dawa. Now, having done that, the whole population of Shambhala was unified under the same lineage. Everybody became of the same lineage, of the Kala Chakra lineage. And by bringing about this unification of the lineage, this is how the term Kalkin or Kulika King, however we translate it, is from the Rigden, meaning having the lineage, one lineage. Because the Kulika Manjushri Kirti united everyone under the same lineage, that title, from that point onwards, was applied to the kings. So, as we say, the empowerment was actually given at the full moon of Nakpa Dawa, and the next month is actually the month of Sakadawa, and on the 15th, which is the full moon of that of the month of Sakadawa, it's considered to be a very auspicious time. It's the time commemorating the birth, the enlightenment, the teachings of the Buddha, the passing into Parinirvana. It's a very, very auspicious time. It is said that, remember, you know, this whole group with Ravi as being their leader, in the beginning they had aversion towards the Kala Chakra teachings. They decided to leave the country because the empowerment was going to be given. They returned, they requested to have the condensed tantra as well as the empowerment. They received the empowerment. And after that, they spent a month in which they listened to those teachings, they reflected, they meditated. And it is said that Ravi was the one who attained the state of supreme siddhi, the state of enlightenment, on the full moon of Sakadawa. So it seems that it only took him 1 month from the time that he received the empowerment to
reach the point of full enlightenment. And if we contemplate this series of events, although it might seem that he was an outsider, he was not even interested, he was practicing other types of Dharma, within such a short time to completely turn around, receive the empowerment, within 1 month reach a state of enlightenment, he could not have been an ordinary being. Maybe he appeared as ordinary, but he must have been someone already very, very advanced in the path.
ཁོ་ཅི་དེ་དེ་ན་ཡ་མ་ཡན་དུ་ཅུ་དེ་ན་དུ་ཅིན་ཁོ་ལུ་མ་ར་དུ་ཅེ་དང་རྣ་ནི་དེ་ཡོ་ཡོ་པ་རེ་དེ་དེ་གང་གང་དུ་ཅེ་དུ་ཨ་དེ་ས་ཅེ་ནེ་དུ་ཡང་ཡན་དུ་ཐང་མ་ར་དུ་ཅེ་གང་ན་ནི་དེ་སོ་ནི་དེ་གུ་ཨན་རྣ་དང་དེ་ནི་དུ་ཅིན་ཁོ་ལུ་ས་ཅེ་དང་དུ་ཅེ་གུ་ཅེ་དེ་ཅ་བ་དེ་ཅ་དེ་ལ་ཨོ་ཅི་དེ་ཤ་བ་ཅང་ཅན ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཁྱི ཕྱི 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 ཕྱ ຈະຍິນຈະຕັງງະວຄອງຈຸດຕາມຈີຈະຍິນຈະຕັງງະວນໍານດຸສິຈະເດດັນດິນະສອງຈັງຍິຕິນດາກໍຈີຊໍລະກໍດອງຕັມບໍອໍຈີດາສົງຫາມັງບຸຍັງກິຍວາຣີຕິນດານີຍອງຈີຊໍຈີນີກຶນຈະນາມຊີຈີຍິໂຍບະສົງດາກຶນຈະນາມຊີກໍແມງກໍຕັນຈາກາຕິນດາງາຍອງກິຍວາຣີໂອດາຕິນດາມັງບໍລາຕິນນີຍະກະນະກິວາຄາຊີກໍຕິຈະນາມຕັງມາຣີ
As I said, just briefly going through the series of events, 3 years after the first king of Shambhala received the empowerments, started the era of 600 years, and after that, we had the formulation of the composition of the short tantra, of the short tantra of the Kala Chakra. And it's interesting to look, let's say, the terms that are used within the Kala Chakra Tantra and understand the controversy that has arisen from that. We said that this particular group that had Ravi as their head was a group that was practicing dharmas that were not found in Shambhala, dharmas that were found in India, and in particular their views are the views of the group which is now known as the enumerators. The enumerators are called like that because they would divide the world and all the dharmas that exist into the world into 25 categories and enumerate them and work like this. If we look at the Kala Chakra, we see that the Daitya has 24 arms, 12 on each side. And this, if we take those 24 arms, plus counting the main body of the deity as being, let's say, the main principle, we end up again with the number 25. And it's not just that there is a lot of emphasis in the enumeration of the arms, what each one symbolizes, how we come into the number 25, but also there is some terminology that is found in that was used a lot in this particular group, the enumerators. And due to the fact that there is so much similarity or so much common term with them, later on the Tantra, Kalachakra Tantra, was criticized as not being a pure Buddhist teaching. It was said to be adulterated, mixed with non-Buddhist things, mixed with the dharmas of enumerators and so forth. And even the great Rindawa had said that this Kalachakra Tantra is not pure Buddhist teaching. It's something which is mixed up with other things. But you can see the whole reason was because the group, there was one particular group that needed to be included within the lineage, and for their sake, terms that would be familiar with them or common with their dharma were used in the Kala Chakra.
What you did in the Jinan, that the only dandy. Lulanga Jigan
So continuing on this paragraph again, discussing the type of mandala that is appropriate for conferring the Kalachakra empowerment, it says that further it should be analyzed whether it is suitable or not to confer empowerment in an absorption mandala on a fully qualified student who has abandoned all. So someone who is a meditator, someone who is a very qualified student. Again, if you have such a special case, we know from other tantras that it is possible to bestow empowerment on the basis of absorption mandala. And here the author says this should be analyzed. It's not necessarily saying, but it's just opening up the door, saying sometimes you have some fully qualified disciples and maybe a different mandala can be given for them. So you can see that there are all these issues raised up with relation to the particular type of mandala. It starts by saying that it needs to be a color particle mandala. They're saying that you should not be expecting to have mandala arisen from one's meditation as the basis for giving empowerment. This was only given in special occasions, such as between Kulika Manjushri Kirti and the sage Ravi. And finally, it says it should be examined carefully whether an absorption mandala is suitable or not.
Let's say here, text. So here, the written jumbled talk about Mr. Said name. It is said that the written jumbled talk about initiated in the mandala Ravi, so forth, the sage of the Brahmas, in the mandala, this constructed mandala, in a build-up mandala, it's a constructed mandala. So that was, that is exceptional, you know. The disciple who is qualified, Gumbang has that's totally renounced ascetic disciple. So if the disciple like that who has nothing, no material, then, can't afford no material, then you see, then it should be examined whether initiation can be granted or not in the mandala of the concentration. There's possibility can initiation can be given by visualizing the mandala.
Da Jyada Jyava Rambu Jitali Lama Dazu Chaji La Daji Lama Sayana Nyima Samya Yamra Jyaya Karasa Go Takwante Ma Tsiko Hong Vijati Nyima Samya Yamar Wada Yugata Jyava Kanka Dombi Jyaya Nyima Shiranga Ngatuk Jyaka Nangu Goyawari Wada Jyaya Hong Rambu Nago Mambu Yuva Yendu Tendra Nangu Goyawari Yana Yanti Chonga Jitu Wode Sar Duna Jyaya Jyadi Chayang
Now, having discussed the mandalas, we can look at the actual number of empowerments, and we see that is a large list, larger than the usual one. It says, regarding what empowerment is conferred, the seven empowerments that one enters as a child are dharma similar to a newborn child being washed by the mother. And then, Rimshu did not go into that. He was just enumerating the number of empowerments. So first of all, we have the seven empowerments of entering like the child. Then on top of that, we have the four high empowerments. On top of that, we have the four higher empowerments. And at the end, we have the Vajra Master a great empowerment. When we talk about the four high and the four higher, they're actually the usual vast secret wisdom, primordial awareness, and word empowerment. So if you look like that, you see, if you count all this, you see that you end up with a total of 16 empowerments, which is much more than the other type that what you find in other systems. And this can explain the reason why if you have the full empowerment of the Kala Chakra given on the basis of a Sant Mandala, for example, by His Holiness, you will see that you have much more preparation day and you have much more actual days of the empowerment. The whole ritual might go on for 5 or 6 days. And again, in a sense, you know, you can have it elaborate, you can enumerate them in an elaborate way like this, but you can always condense them down and see them as being in the nature of the four empowerments, the vast, the secret, wisdom, primordial awareness, and the word empowerment, which is the fourth.
Now,
Now, each one, as we say, we have the seven empowerments in the style of the childhood, and each one of them is given in the different direction of the mandala, or in different direction of the face of the deity. We have two of them in the north direction, two of them in the south, two of them at the east, and the last one, which is the permission, the jinang, is given at the western side of the empowerment. And why we use this term, empowerments in the style of a child or like a child, is because we see that there are certain activities that they mark, let's say, the growing up of the child. So first of all, when it is born, it needs to be washed, and this one corresponds with what is happening to the water empowerment. And later on, as the child is growing, there will be a time where the hair will be tied up in a knot, where earrings and different other types of ornaments will be given to the child. And as we go through the seven initiations, it seems that we are going through similar phases. So we have the water, then we have the crown, where it represents the tightening up of the hair up in a knot, and so forth. So this is how the names have come about. So it says, regarding what empowerment is comfort, the seven empowerments that one enters as a child are dharma similar to the newborn child washed by the mother, then the child's ears being pierced and ornaments attached, the hair being tied on top of the head, laughing, and so on. Further, the seven empowerments that one enters as a child are, first of all, through facing the body face of Kala Chakra in the north, the student is generated as Vajra body, and the four mothers, these are the four female consorts, inside the accomplishing mandala, they offer the water empowerment. And then the five Tathagatas, whether you enumerate the Tathagatas as four or five, anyway, the male ones, they confer the crown empowerment. So these two are given on the north side of the mandala.
ཁྱི
So in terms of the first two empowerments, the water and the crown that are given on the north side of the mandala, we can see that the empowering, let's say, substances in the first case is water that comes as a vase at the head of the student, and the second case is a crown that is placed at the head of the student. And in these two first empowerments, the student has generated themselves as the Vajra body, right, which is white. Now we move from the north into the south area of the mandala, which is the red area in the mandala, and in this the following two empowerments are given, the silk ribbon, and following that the vajra and the bell. From the student has now to generate themselves as vajra speech, which is red in color. And in terms of empowering deities, it is the eight shaktis that bestow the silk ribbon empowerment. And the substance that this is given upon is actually kind of a silk decoration, long decoration like ribbons. And the next one, which is vajra and bell, is given by the two main deities, Kala Chakra and Vishvamata. Now, in other systems, usually you will find vajra and bell as being two separate empowerments. In this particular occasion, they are together as one.